Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fison Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week, this last week and weekend. First, I spent with students from the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology High School here in Reno, Nevada. I spent the last week and weekend with them in Huntsville, Alabama, at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, to help them defend their world champion title at NASA's Rover Challenge, an international engineering competition, an extraterrestrial rover race. And I'm really proud of our students. They're a great group of kids. They designed and built, over this past year, an amazing pedal-powered vehicle to handle Martian terrain. And this race, they held the fastest time through the first day of racing. They slipped to third on the second day of racing, bested by two high school teams from Puerto Rico, but they took home a trophy for third from this international competition from about 100 teams from around the world, and they also won a well-earned award for system safety design, which is something they were working really hard on. So that was a lot of fun, and if you want to check out all of the photos and cool videos from that trip, you can check out any social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, and just look for AACT Rover. But what's going on in our night skies this week is cool as well. We have a meteor shower that's going on right as we speak. Right now, the Earth is plowing through a trail of dust from a one-pass comet, and those little bits are burning up as they hit our atmosphere. So all week, we should be seeing maybe a few more shooting stars than usual. But the peak of this shower is going to be on maybe the 22nd or 23rd. Your best bet this week is probably the morning of the 23rd. So Thursday morning, if you want to get up before the sunrise or stay up late on Wednesday evening, look for these things. The best time to see a meteor shower is between about midnight and dawn. So after midnight on Wednesday into dawn on Thursday morning, look up to catch some of these things. Little tiny bits of dust burn up brightly in our atmosphere, ionizing our atmosphere and leaving glowing trails. The Lyra meteor shower, this week's meteor shower, appears to radiate from the constellation Lyra. That's how it's named. And these are known for rare, but not as rare as not being in the middle of a meteor shower or other meteor showers, fireballs. So the Lyra meteor shower is known for these Lyra fireballs that are bright and leave long, lingering, smoky debris trails. So look up for that this week. Should be a good show. For more information about any of this stuff, you can always call us at 784-4812. Visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter and all the usual places. Or, best yet, come and see us in person at the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We have shows every day in our Stardome Theater, and we love to see you here. Keep looking up.